obviously a guy like McCaffrey kind of consistently do something kind of every day in practice. What is it about him that has maybe allowed him to be so consistent for a young guy?
You know, Max, he's a detailed guy. I mean, every little detail is important to him. He's a smart football player. He's tough as nails. And I think when you put all that stuff together, you have an impressive young man. And he's been taking advantage of some opportunities he's been given. You know, and he works his tail off every single day, and that's paid off for him.
You know, Jans has had a relatively quiet training camp. If you're just going volume of catches and team drills. But, you know, just like in the past, in the preseason games and when he gets a lot of snaps in games, he seems to make a play or two a lot of times. What do you make of that?
I just think, you know, Jeff's a really good football player. And, you know, in the preseason, he gets a lot more opportunities to get, you know, to make those plays. And I think the difference is when we get into the season, you know, maybe he doesn't have as many opportunities or at-bats at those opportunities. But I think at the same time, you know, he took like 2 years ago in the playoffs and got opportunities, and he made the best of them too. The consistency when we get to the season has just got to show up too. You know, last year he didn't have that many opportunities, and he had one early in the year and kind of didn't go the way that it's been going in this training camp. So I'm excited to see where he's at because he has worked his tail off. I'm moving him all over the field. He's doing a bunch of different things, and he's had a lot of success this training camp. So I'm really happy with his progress.
Back to Max. It's easy for us to see when a guy makes a play.
Mm-hmm.
On a play-to-play basis, has he just been as good as it seems to kind of my untrained eye?
Yeah, I mean, it's for a guy that just got here in, what was it, November or December, whenever it was he got here, for him to know the offense the way that he does. Again, he's a guy I can put in a bunch of different positions, put younger players with him on the field, and he can kind of help them out. He's been very impressive. He's an impressive young man. Like I said, his work ethic is the reason why he's able to be in the right place at the right time.
You said coming out in the draft, route running was a knock of his because they didn't do much of anything at Duke. How was he when you first got him here last year, and has he progressed a bunch?
Yeah, he's definitely progressed. I think from November till now, he's a very much improved player. I mean, like I said, the details are important to him, and everything that we talk about in our room, I mean, he writes it down and he makes sure it's ingrained in him. And so when you go out the next day on the practice field, you can see him trying to emulate that. And that's, I mean, what else more can you ask of a guy? He wants to do it right, do it the right way every single time. And again, that's the comfort level of the quarterbacks. They're feeling that because he's where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there.
Did you see that ability with Geronimo? In that game, he kind of made a short catch and then turned it into something. It seemed like last year maybe a lot of his stuff was on the run. Have you seen an improvement in his run after catch?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen an improvement, I think, in his entire game. You know, Geronimo, from the day he got here, I recognized that he's got a, you know, he's a footballer. I mean, that guy just loves football. It comes natural to him. He's got really good instincts. And you've seen him grow in stature and in confidence. And when now that he knows what he's doing on every single play, I mean, you could see the confidence level and the way he ran that route, the one he made those couple people miss. Just that route alone kind of depicts a guy who was uncomfortable last year running that specific route and the patience you have to have to that route, you know, a year later. You could see the development that he's had.
He made a nice play. I mean, he huge,
right? Absolutely, and that's the confidence, you know, in his game. He feels comfortable in knowing what he's doing, and he's tough as nails. I mean, when you cut the football back in the middle of the field, you better be ready to take a blow, and he has no problem doing that.
With that suspension coming up, do you adjust his reps at all, or is it because it's only a one game suspension? You just kind of keep plugging along with him as you normally would.
Yeah, that hasn't even crossed my mind. That hasn't even crossed my mind yet. Too early for that.
Do you have to find out a lot about Yancey and Dupree, given their injuries and set back a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think they got two more games and in a few more weeks here of training camp to show a lot. And I think again, Yancey, he had a great day today, and so did Kai, coming back from, you know, the injury, and you know he was able to bounce back really quickly, which was awesome. And then today, it was impressive. I thought he had a great day today. So I think both of them are definitely still growing every single day, and they look sharp today.
Do you worry about a guy like Malachi the next time he goes over the middle, if he might, you know, human nature takes over, or do you know him well enough that he's just going to not even blink on something like that?
In the day he came back in, I mean, that kid loves football. He loves football. And the day he came back in that meeting room, he was ready to rock and roll. I mean, he wishes he could have played last week, you know. It probably would have crossed my mind the very next morning, but then when I saw him in this building and the way he was bouncing around ready to go again, I feel good about him, and I think he's going to go out and have a good day.